Mr. Nice, you have concerns about the result of the state government's actions involving Ipswich City Council.
...are yet to be tried and nothing has been proven against anyone.
And many here love it just the way it is.
I think of it as like a boom town. It's beautiful, physically beautiful, but it's exciting. It's a little bit trashy at times.
Well, Chris Nice, Gold Coast identity for so many different reasons, a prominent legal person throughout Queensland, but still based here on the coast, an author and a man who's made a couple of movies about the Gold Coast. What is it that makes a guy like you tick? I mean, you've got so much going on in your life. How do you keep going with all of the different projects you have?
Well, I'm not altogether certain what the answer to that is. People keep telling me, if you want a job done, give it to a busy person. I suppose that's me. I just kind of got so many things on my plate that I just cram it all in and get it done.
You've taken on some pretty tough legal cases. Where do you even find the time to do them to begin with? Because you take on stuff that most other people would probably shy away from.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've never really thought of it that way. I mean, I have a job in the law to help people who are in trouble and who are facing crises. And basically, that is, I think, an all-consuming sort of task, but also one that I'm very fortunate and honoured to be able to undertake. So I think it's something that, you know, when you find yourself in that position, as I said, it becomes all-consuming and you just get the job done and do your very best to help people.
What's it like when a case finally comes to a close? Obviously, the story goes on. How do you feel?
Well, that's one of the, I guess, nice things about the job that I do, in the sense that we do get a result one way or the other, and usually it ends with some hope. Now, what happens to a lot of these people going forward really is then out of my hands. I come into their lives for a short period, and then I leave them hoping that it's all going in the right direction. As I said, when I leave them, normally there is at least that feeling of hope because they've dealt with this particular crisis, and people, you know, it's the nature of the beast, isn't it? The human beast, that we have to look to the light at the end of the tunnel. And normally people, when they've coped with that crisis like that in their lives, they're looking now for better days ahead, as it were. Where that goes to from there, that's no longer my problem.
Do you have many sleepless nights along the way?
Yes, I do from time to time have sleepless nights, but that's really, I guess, part of the allure of the exercise, in the sense that it does become all-consuming, and it is something that you live with, and it is something that you become committed to and dedicated to for that short period of time. As I said, I come into and out of these things, which is, at the end of the day, I'm very grateful that I come into them, and I'm very grateful that I go out of them at the end.
Your legal background leads you down many roads, and I guess it's taken you into the writing sphere, writing both books and movies, but also your blogs outline quite a number of issues, and there are quite a number of things that trouble you, aren't there?
Oh, look, I'm interested in a lot of issues, and yes, there are a lot of things that occur to me that people need to think more closely about, but I'm sure we all feel that way. I've come to recognise that I'm probably a natural writer, in that I enjoy expressing my thoughts through the written word. And so, really, I guess I'm like any other cranky old man. We're forever whinging and carrying on about something, and I'm forever noticing things that I think are worthy of comment. And the way I express my thoughts is not to sit on the park bench and whinge, but to express them in writing and get them out and have people think about them and talk about them, because the other side of it, of course, is that there are always two sides to every argument and every philosophical discussion.
Let's talk about your writing in terms of the books you put together. You've done, from memory, at least four or five books that I'm aware of. All of those books have come together out of cases, or are they completely original the way you do it, or is it a mix of both?
Look, I think I rely very largely on my own experience, and so all my books are fiction books, but they all rely on an experience of life and things that have happened. So they're often The characters are an amalgam of various characters I've met over the years. The cases have little bits and pieces of things that I've worked on or read about or seen in the courts and so forth. And so they say that all the best fiction is substantially fact, and I think that's true. I think all the best fiction is drawn from fact. It's drawn from human experience. It's drawn from issues that we cope with on a day-to-day basis.
It just puts me in mind of another legal man who wrote so many wonderful stories, including Rumpole the Bailey, John Mortimer. When you look at his stories, do they have an impact on you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Mortimer, I read a lot of the Rumpole stuff when I was much younger, and I can see totally in what Mortimer did, I can see that as a sort of a reflection of what I do, which is I draw on my experiences in life, and when I go back and read Rumpole, I see that that must have been drawn very heavily from Mortimer's day-to-day experience in the courts and in the chambers and so forth. Rumpole, both in the written form and in the television series that followed, which was a wonderful series with Leo McKern, had just such authenticity for somebody who was anywhere near the law. The moment you read any of Rumpole or saw any of the television series, your immediate reaction was, well, this person is obviously a person who is deeply immersed in that world, which, of course, he was.
To your movies, then, it's something that you've done successfully and something that a lot of people would dearly love to be involved in if they only knew how to. I mean, you're not only a writer, but you're a director as well. How did you pick up on these skills?
I've been a great lover of films all my life. I'm a baby boomer, and I was raised by a couple of parents who were great fans of the movies, as probably most people were in the 1950s and 1960s and so forth. I well remember on a Friday night my parents dressing me and my brothers in our pyjamas and dressing gowns and going and sitting in the canvas seats and watching the double feature. And so that was something that I very much grew up with and loved. That I love feature film as a medium. I think it's a fantastic medium, and I see now these wonderful television series like Breaking Bad and so forth, and I think what terrific work that is. But the more I see of them now, I realise that I've fallen in love again with the feature film concept, where you get in and out of a story within a limited period, and that story has to move you within that period. It has to say something to you, and I think it's just a fantastic medium for telling a story.
Where to from here for Chris Nyest? You've got so much bubbling along all the time. Is it still going to be the main thing? Is going to be the law for you?
Look, I think the law is really my life, in the sense that it's what I do, and I still feel that it's an important thing to do. I think it's a good thing to have done, and I know I owe a lot to the practice of law. I love writing, as I've said to you, and I hope to do other things in writing, as in books and films and so forth, but the law for the time being is also very much part of my law and a very important part.
What do you say to me for, mate? I'm square.
Your full name is John Francis Spiteri.
What?
Your name is John Francis Spiteri.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I never said it wasn't.
Wasn't your name?
But it is my name.
I didn't say it wasn't.
Yes, you did. You said it then.
No.
Yes, you did.
Look, I think we might be at cross purposes.
What do you mean cross? I'm not the one getting cross.
It's all right.
Yeah, you're the ones that are arcing up.